His glorious grace. To the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. Ephesians 1 verse 6. His very own, his very own. Wonderful grace in his word is made known. Chosen by the Father, purchased by the Son, sealed by the Spirit. I'm his very own. Oh, the riches of his grace, the wonders of his grace, the glories of his grace. We are recipients of the wonderful story of grace conceived in the heart of the Father. We were foreknown to the Father before the world was created and man was made. Overflowing blessings and provision in abundance have been foreordained for us. We are predestined to become like the Son of his love and foreordained to sonship. The Father has allowed us a glimpse into the wonderful wealth we have in him. He has given us a peep behind the scene of his infinite wisdom and boundless love. For he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. He purposed that we should be holy and blameless before him. Through his love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ. And he did this according to his kind intention and gracious will. And he did this to the ultimate praise of the glory of his grace, or the riches of his grace, the wonders of his grace, the glories of his grace. God's grace is founded on the work of Christ, the Son of God, and God the Son. For his plan has provided redemption and purchased us from the penalty of sin. In Christ, the Beloved, we are redeemed, released, purchased and paid for. In Christ, we are chosen and positioned with him in high and heavenly places. In Christ, we are adopted as sons, given an inheritance, and joint heirs with Christ. We are beloved of the Father and accepted by him because we are in the Beloved. He has made known to us the mystery of his will, summing up all things in Christ. And all this and more is according to his purpose and the counsel of his will. All this is to the praise of his gracious glory and his glorious grace. So that in the ages to come we might manifest the riches, wonder, and glory of his grace. Oh, the riches of his grace, the wonders of his grace, the glories of his grace. Our sins are forgiven, and we are made alive, quickened into new and abundant life. And the supernatural grace of sanctifying grace cascades into God's glorifying grace. The surpassing riches of his bountiful grace are free, forever, and in union with him. At the core of our faith beats God's heart of grace, that showers grace upon more grace. We are the workmanship of his creative hand, and his grace is our great enabler. We are the creative and skillful product of his sweet and loving intention towards us. His grace enlightens our mind, strengthens the will, and rejoices our inner being. God willed, planned, and purposed that we will be his prize possession. We are his. Our ultimate goal and his planned purpose is to be to the praise of his great glory. Our triumphant testimony is to resound with praises to the glory of his grace. We are recipients of the greatest love story of the universe, and it is all by grace. Oh, the riches of his grace, the wonder of his grace, the glory of God's grace. Oh, that we and all believers might grasp and understand the depth of his grace. Oh, that we who are his body and bride might live to his glory and praise. That we seek a life that is Christ-centered, that we seek to know him more. That in love we might do all to his praise and glory, for he alone is worthy. This and more is guaranteed, authenticated, signed and sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit himself has given us his assurance that God's plan will be completed. The Spirit of promise is safeguarding the inheritance of all believers. The Spirit has sealed us and indwells us as the guarantor of God's pledge to us. We are the recipients of the wonderful story of grace conceived in the Father's heart. Again and again, let us join in thankful praise of the glory of his wonderful name, chosen by the Father, purchased by the Son, sealed by the Spirit. I'm his very own. Oh, the riches of his grace, the wonders of his grace, the glories of his grace.